Blog Talk Radio.
And I feel nice. I feel the response. I feel nice. I feel the response. So nice. So nice. I got you.
I know your anger, I know your dreams.
not be able to stay home, brother. You will not be able to plug in, turn on, and cop out. You will not be able to lose yourself on Skag and skip out for beer during commercials because the revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by Xerox in four parts without commercial interruptions. The revolution will not show you pictures of Nixon blowing a bugle and leading a charge by John Mitchell, General Abrams, and Mendel Rivers to eat hog maws confiscated from a Harlem sanctuary. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by the Schaefer Award Theater and will not star Natalie Woods and Steve McQueen or Bullwinkle and Julia. The revolution will not give your mouth sex appeal. The revolution will not get rid of the nubs. The revolution will not make you look 5 pounds thinner. The revolution will not be televised, brother. There will be no pictures of you and Willie Mae pushing that shopping cart down the block on the dead run or trying to slide that color TV into a stolen ambulance. NBC will not be able to predict the winner at 8:32 on reports from 29 districts. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of Whitney Young being run out of Harlem on a rail with a brand new process. There will be no slow motion or still life of Roy Wilkins strolling through Watts in a red, black, and green liberation jumpsuit that he had been saving for just the right occasion. Green Acres, Beverly Hillbillies, and Hooterville Junction will no longer be so goddamn relevant, and women will not care if Dick finally screwed Jane on Search for Tomorrow, because black people will be in the street looking for a brighter day. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no highlights on the 11 o'clock news, and no pictures of Harry Arm Women Liberationist and Jackie Onassis blowing her nose. The theme song will not be written by Jim Webb or Francis Scott Keyes, nor sung by Glenn Campbell, Tom Jones, Johnny Cash, or Engelbert Humperdinck. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be right back after a message about a white tornado, white lightning, or white people. You will not have to worry about a dove in your bedroom, the tiger in your tank, or the giant in your toilet bowl. The revolution will not go better with coke. The revolution will not fight germs that may cause bad breath. The revolution will put you in the driver's seat. The revolution will not be televised. Will not be televised. Not be televised. The revolution will be no rerun, brothers. The revolution will be live.
Yeah, put that in your pipe and smoke it. Hey, this is Ron Rick. Welcome to the Ron Rick Show live on BTR. How's everybody doing tonight? I'm doing very well. Busy night. Had some friends come in from out of the country. Came by to hang out with me for a while earlier tonight. But I'm doing well, and I hope everybody else is doing as well, I hope. But hey, you know, the topic tonight is, hey, open mic. I don't know what else to do. I didn't have time to really get into any business today. But hey, if you've got some information you want to throw down, bring it to us, man. I'd love to hear it. But hey, I can't keep on rattling. You know that, man. I got to bring in the hottest voice around the planet over the internet. That is my friend, my co-host, Antoinette from Delaware. Hey, Antoinette, how are you tonight, sweetheart?
Hello, Ron. How are you?
How are you? I'm doing great.
Well, good, good. I'm glad to hear that.
For a minute.
Yes, we have Oscar Meyer in the room with us and Golf Dogs, and we have a guest.
Oscar Meyer?
Yeah, we have Oscar Meyer. I guess he got partially cooked.
Oh, kidoki. good way to start teasing that show. Hey, here you are, sore weenie. Okay. Well, earlier I was scratching my weenie, but I had to quit.
Okay. Dad, go on.
Well, I'm talking about my wiener dog. No, the wiener dog. Judge. You know, I have a dachshund.
Oh, that's right. You do have that little dog, don't you?
Yeah, and he likes all wiener dogs, so he wouldn't scratch, so I scratched my wiener. There you go.
Yeah. Well, I told you, my son has a pug.
Oh, really? Yeah, there were one. Other
yeah,
dogs
his
so
name is Pugsley.
That's sad.
But he's getting sick. He's getting old, and he's... I told him to give him a vitamin.
I give him a 22 round through the head.
No.
He's done. He's old. It's over for him.
You know, Ron, I'm going to come and kick your butt for that.
Well, what do you mean? The dog is done.
Don't talk about... No.
What?
Don't say that about Pugsley.
Oh, God. Here we go. right.
And see, and I'm not a big dog fan.
I was told that a dog, cat, animals don't have a soul. You know?
That what?
And I'm like, the animals don't have a soul.
Oh, sure they do.
You heard that? Well, you know, I mean, yeah, I love them. I mean,
everything.
I just lost. I lost Junior a little over a month ago. My Basset Beagle, Border Collie mix. I mean, Basset Border Collie combination. Excellent dog, very physically in shape, beautiful, big muscle-bound dog. He wasn't mean, but he just let me know when people were here. He's a good dog. I mean, he just stayed right on the property, took care of business.
One of them loud dogs.
And all of a sudden, he got these hernias and crushed his bladder. You know, there's nothing we can say. I would have paid money. I would have paid whatever amount of money. And the veterinarian says, Ron, don't matter how much money you got, man, we can't save this dog. It's over.
Yeah.
So, you know, she looked at me and she said, what do you want to do? I said, well, I could take him home, just put a bullet in his head, call it quits, send myself some money.
Lord.
Or just let you do it and pay the money. I said, go ahead and do it, not take him out. You know, I hate to say that. I hate it. You know, my son was with me. He was kind of pissed at me. I said, what can I do, man? You know? He had a problem. It couldn't be fixed. I'm feeling sad. I hate it, you know, but that's just part of
Well, Pussy's getting old, and he just lays, you know, he's just laying around now. He's
right.
not
but if the animal's
an active little fellow.
Right, because since
they hit him with something to kill the pain.
He was in pain bad. I had to do something.
Oh. Yeah. See, I told him, I said, get him some Centrum for seniors.
Well, I gave him his ibuprofen. I tried to give him everything I could, and you know, I finally caved.
He gave him ibuprofen.
He's the pain, man. Any inflammatory.
Ibuprofen is terrible for anyone.
Oh, okay, well, all right. I made his life miserable. Okay, well, I had him killed too. So I'm a
I'm not going to say that. I mean, because you told me to help me. But,
I could have saved $80 out here at the farm if I sort of shot him in the head. I could have saved $80.
Ron, that's cruel.
No, I couldn't
do that. I know, but I couldn't do that.
I know you're. But you remember, I'm a farmer.
Well,
I grew up on a farm. Sad.
I'm a country
but
girl.
You know,
remember?
Oh yes.
I mean,
ma'am,
I know that people do those things, but I
right.
just couldn't.
It's not that I'm proud of it. I'm not. Trust me. I don't.
Yes,
want
you
to
are.
Do you're
sitting there bragging about it.
Well, I have to do it. I did not do it. I let them do it their way. I didn't do it my way. See what I'm saying?
Oh, well,
I never
that
my
was
dog
better. We had a dog that we had to put to sleep when I was coming up, and all of us cried. My mom cried and everything.
Yeah.
You know, we all cried when we had to put that dog.
You get attached to them. You do. You see attached to little things, man. And, you know, this Junior's my boy. And Junior, he weighs about 35 pounds.
Aw. But
he weighed about 35 pounds. Now, Judge, my gosh, how? I think he weighs maybe 5 pounds at pushing it. But that little wiener dog would take on that dog. Even though that dog would whip
his
ass.
Those little ones actually remind me of little men. They just run up against
nice
the biggest and everything that they can and thinking that they can fight it and knowing they need to go somewhere and sit down. Because Pugsley does the same thing. But look, my daughter-in-law watched that dog being born. You know, when it came with the rest of the litter, she watched that one.
Uh-huh.
You know, she watched all of them. So as soon as that dog was able to separate from his mother, they took that dog. And before they had my granddaughter, those two nuts carried that dog like he was a baby.
Yeah.
You know, they would call me the baby dog. The dog was just a puppy. But, I mean, I can't say anything because for his first Christmas, I brought the dog a tuxedo.
Oh, my God. But look here. You know, you're domesticating animals, and that's cool. But, you know, I look at dogs in a totally different way. They're a tool. You know what I mean? They're a tool.
Yeah. But, see, remember now where my son used to live, and, you know, when he had all that land and stuff down there, he couldn't leave that dog out there. You know, to run around outside. Remember, he had the coyotes and the foxes and everything that was coming on there, and them big birds and stuff. Shoot, them owls would have picked him up.
Internet, sweetheart. You know, where I live here, we have bears. We have bears, we have wolves, we have coyotes.
Well, Ron, I'm not you. I would have fussed if he would have did all of that. If he...
And I live in the middle of Mark Twain National Forest. That's where I live, in the middle of nowhere. God don't know where I'm at.
Ron.
Seriously.
See, that's the difference between men and women.
What?
Women care. Women care.
Well,
men
I care
just...
too, but I mean, but nature is nature.
Men just don't
show it. I just feel nature way. But nature is the way it is, Antoinette. It's, you know, we're born to die. We're dying the minute we take breath. You know, so it's just one of them things, man.
Women just get attached, okay? We get attached.
Yeah, I understand that, and that's the problem with you. You get attached too
much. No, that's not the problem with us. That's the good thing about us.
I don't know.
Lord knows if we were all like y'all,
we would have problems.
See, now you're trying to make this go into another division. Now we're going to have gender fight. Women against
gender.
Men. Yes, gender. Women
Look,
against men.
If gay people want to be gay, I don't care.
I'm not talking about gay people.
Excuse me. You said women against men? You said gender, men against women. What about the other gender, too? You know, there are others of us out here that we're neither a man or a woman.
They're not a gender. They're either a man or they're a woman.
Let's be fair. No, that's not true. There's our group, too, and we have to be represented.
No. Look, I don't mean to be
graphic. Antoinette, it's Mike. Calm down.
I'm just joking with you.
Calm down. It's only me.
Mike,
you don't have a troll.
Mike,
I had to throw that out there. I got her on. She
was
on the edge of her seat.
Why are we treating this way? What if you think we're so different? What is wrong with you people?
No,
Mike,
but wait a minute.
Listen,
the only thing you got
to
do is...
No, our kids don't get out there. They just don't understand where we are.
Oh, my God.
No, look, only thing you got to do is... Only thing you got to do is look... Excuse me.
I was born not to be what I am. I shouldn't be what I am, damn it. Don't
it's not my fault. It should be a law.
No, you know what?
I think God just hates me more. That's all it is.
If you check in between your legs and you see what you have, then you know what you are. Now, anything else that you decide to be other than what you were born with is a personal choice. It is not because you were born that way. It is a choice.
Well, look. When I looked between my legs, I had to call Ripley's, believe it or not.
Oh, you know what?
Ron.
Okay, Ron. All right, Ron.
I see the seventh wonder of the world, and I own it.
Okay, Ron.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
I don't know where that came from, but it's there. Sorry.
I don't either.
Is Richard Simmons still alive?
I hope so.
Every time I'd see him on TV, I just felt like throwing something at the screen. I couldn't take it. I just, my wife would be like, don't you dare. He used to drive me nuts. I just couldn't. I could picture him in a tutu floating around the room. I just couldn't deal with it.
He used to be funny, but he's gotten older now. And he said the reason why he lost all that weight is that somebody had put a note on his car or something, I believe, and telling him that they didn't want him to die. So he lost weight because of that.
It could have been he was down south and somebody wrote the note that said, we want you to die. And maybe he read it wrong.
No, they said because fat people die and they didn't want him to die.
Oh,
yes, I see. Okay.
Shall we allow it?
I hope you're saying your name correctly. Yes, please, Brian. He has Richard Simmons. His real name Milton.
You're on the air.
I think I know who that is. I may be wrong.
Hello.
832. Oh, you talking about me? Oh, I was just here for the train wreck. I was just here listening for the train wreck. I don't have anything else to say.
Oh, Matt, ask who we're speaking with?
This is Guff Dogs.
Hello, Guff Dogs. How are you?
People going to see your ID.
It's been a long time since I've seen
your
you.
Your insurance registrations.
Yeah. No, I mean, I heard y'all talk about Richard Simmons. When I heard y'all talk about Richard Simmons, this is a train wreck fixing to happen. I've got to be part of it, so I just called in.
Oh, well, I'm glad you did. It's good to hear your voice.
Can you help us out a little bit?
Yeah, I mean, he has a corner on the market with baby oil, you know. It's all
with baby oil?
Oh, yeah, he soaked himself down with baby oil before he went on any TV appearance. God almighty. You ever seen him on TV, on a, even a talk show, he'd come on, he's wearing his little short shorts and his little tank top, and he's got baby oil soaked from head to toe. I mean, my God.
Yes,
God,
and pink. And pink. Or baby
and
blue.
And they said we're all fat.
I always hoped that they'd have a Pee Wee Herman Richard Simmons special for Christmas. I thought that would be fantastic.
Lord.
But they never have.
Pee Wee looked a lot like Christmas.
Well, Mike, that would be pornographic.
If them two ever hooked up, that would be
terrible.
That would be a freak show. Oh,
let me tell you, there was when we lived in L.A. and that happened with Pee Wee. And where's George? George, are you with us? Is George in the chat room?
Not yet.
I don't think George yet.
Well, our hometown, one of the things they're famous for is Pee Wee Herman's birthplace. Oh, joy.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. So,
you want
to God.
Oh, okay.
That explains a lot. Since George ain't here,
I'm going to say you're going to razz him. He's going to go, what? How did you find out about that?
Well, since George ain't here, this explains a lot. Okay?
Oh, listen to this
explains
now.
Take a minute.
Oh, God. But when that happened to him in L.A., there was a T-shirt that I should have bought. I think I mentioned it on the show before. And I really, every now and then I look on eBay to see if somebody has one for sale. And it was a drawing, a cartoon of looking at the inside of a movie theater from the back row. So you see all the backs of the seats and everything, and you see the screen in the front. And there's one person sitting by himself in the very front row. And it says, "We're pulling for you, Pee Wee."
Oh, my.
I thought it was, and I should have bought it. Son of a gun. Little did I know that I'd be.
So, Mike, are you telling me that it's a possibility that George is Pee Wee and we
But if you wind it up and say, George,
do you remember
is that
song that Billy Squire did?
Which one?
I was doing a gig. Stroke me, right. Yeah. Pee Wee Herman, the things came up. Pee Wee Herman busted in the Barno Theater. And he's on the stage, man. And I was playing guitar, and I was singing a song, you know, it's a Billy Squire song. You know, after I was, stroke me. You know, all of a sudden, man, it popped my head about that fucking song. And I lost it. I lost it right there. I just started out the song and just lost it right there to begin with. I said, stroke me.
Oh, my God.
It was over. I was done. I said, I cracked up laughing. I mean, everybody's like, what the fuck is those?
You know,
it was so funny.
That gig that we had in Vail, Colorado, that I was playing out there for 2 years, and you can imagine the type of people that would come to Vail. Okay, yes, there were a lot of normal people, but there were also some interesting ones. And so anyways, this guy came up to us, and I really felt, but you know what? I took the money. Screw it. I said, you know what? I'm going to take it. Mm-hmm. He said, I'll give you each $100 if you back
Damn
up
right,
my boyfriend. Back up my boyfriend. He wants to sing a song. And we're looking at each other like, okay, what? He said, he sings Besame Mucho. Very, very nice. I just flew down and picked him up from Brazil. We just flew him up private jet, dude. Nice to have money, huh? Flew down to Rio, picked up his boyfriend, flew him up to go skiing. Okay, we took $100 each. This is like it's 78. And we backed him out. And this guy took the microphone and did everything but kiss it. He stood out there on the floor and went, Besame mucho. We're looking at each other like, oh, my God, what are we doing? Why did we do this? I understand money's a good thing, but why did we do this? People are going to think it's part of the act.
that'll
get us fired.
Advertisers. Yeah.
Oh, man.
But that's your agent.
Oh,
hey,
man,
look, Bruce, man, look here. It was a bad gig. I know I fucked up. I wasn't thinking clear through that night. Man, I don't know what I was doing. Maybe somebody slips my drink. You know, I don't remember that.
Guys, I want to give all credit to Richard Simmons, though. I have not seen any big major scandal break out about him.
No, nothing.
No,
he's
out in the open.
You're right.
He's kept it in the
weekly news a lot. World with the Moves and the Inquirer, all that. The tabloid.
Yeah, he's in the closet. He's pretty much in the closet. He stays there.
Is he?
Well, yeah, they all need to stay there.
He's old and rotted. He's so ugly now, plastic surgery can help him. Did you all ever see when Kenny Rogers got that facelift done? Kenny Rogers, remember that?
No, I like Kenny Rogers.
Oh, yeah, you're right. I did see him. I didn't recognize him.
Yeah, I met him. I met him here in Brandon a couple times. He's a nice guy. But, he had that facelift done. That just burnt that boy.
Yep.
It's just, you know.
Oh, yeah. That was his downfall when he did the facelift.
He made Michael Jackson look sane. You know?
Yeah. He looked plastic. He looked plastic. Just see him on stage, he looked plastic.
Right. Like they did a skin graft. He tore a sheet of skin off his ass, shoved it on his face, there you go. Yeah, that didn't work out.
I don't know why they do that anymore.
Normal. 40
I don't know. People are afraid to get old. I don't understand it.
I don't either.
Can't do it.
Joan Rivers, I mean, she even makes fun of herself.
Yeah, well, she should.
She's a plastic Barbie doll.
Who's that other one? There's one woman that has the record for having the most plastic surgery done.
Oh,
she looks like an alien. That is the ugliest looking thing I've ever seen.
Yeah, she came off the mothership. You betcha. Yeah,
oh, my God.
Who is that?
Chinaman. Oh, yeah. This one woman. I can't remember her name.
I can't remember her name. I think she's from New York City.
Popular. She's retarded. Made her prop.
Either Rodnovich or something.
One comes to mind to me is Nancy Pelosi. Oh, my God. Look at her. Look at that plastic face. Which is ugly as hell. My God.
That's a bad plane crash, or a bad bike crash. One of two.
Yeah. Something went wrong there.
Those saddlebags are still there, brother.
Yeah.
Well, hey,
something
guys,
went terribly wrong.
I got to take a break. I'll be right back with you, so keep talking, and I'll be right back.
All right.
Well, he got nervous. He just got here, and he's going to go take a break.
I wonder what that lady's name is. Let me see if I can find it. I got my, I don't know if the iPhone will even search it.
I don't have the slightest idea. Lady with most
plastic surgery. And if you took, Antoinette, if you saw a picture of this woman, God help her. I don't know why she'd do that.
She has more than Joan Rivers?
Oh, yeah. Oh, this one.
Oh, that's oh,
I think when she already has a deal cut. When she dies, they're putting her in the Smithsonian.
Okay.
Yeah, I think they're going to pickle her and put her on display.
That is true.
What are you supposed to do? I mean, if it was a relative of mine, I'd say closed coffin. I wouldn't even question it. I'd say, no, that's it. I want to remember the way she was when she was 15.
Where's she from, Mike? I can't picture what you're talking about, Mike. I'm trying to think of who you're talking about.
Hold on one second. Let me see if I can find this woman. Hold on.
Got a snippet of her name?
Let me see. I just did a Google search for it. 10 most. Cindy Jackson.
Yeah, that's who I was just going to say. Yeah.
No, this one has a funny name. Like, I want to say it's almost
Latoria?
Russian.
Latoria? Not look. Okay, it's not Latoria.
Okay, I'm back.
Well, Mike, you're not even in the chat room, so I won't see your
no,
link.
No, I won't see the link. I'm looking on my iPhone. Chat room won't open in the iPhone. I found that out.
Sometimes
you're on your eye.
My what?
I thought you said you had something in your eye.
No, my iPhone.
Your iPhone.
My iPhone.
Oh.
I don't know if this lady would qualify as a celebrity. I think she was married to somebody rich or something, but I don't think she's really a celebrity.
Okay, well, put celebrity wives.
I don't think she was like a famous actress. I'll find it and I'll put it up there.
Yeah, celebrity wives. I wouldn't wonder that.
And I think it was like Iva Rakanovich or something. I think it was some sort of a Russian name.
The one that was married to Donald Trump?
No.
Didn't they write a song about her?
Not her. No.
Oh,
yeah, they wrote a song about her, didn't they?
About Trump's wife?
Didn't they?
I'm not sure.
Which one?
That one ugly plastic surgery chick?
The first one? His original wife?
Yeah. Who wrote that song? What's the name of the song? It was,
I don't know.
Super freak.
That's Rick James.
Yeah, that song had nothing to do with that woman, I'm sure of. Yeah.
I think she is a freak.
Oh, Lord, I hope I'm looking. Wait a minute, y'all. I got to check something. I believe they left my dad.
Here we go.
Storage,
I found her.
My storage room. Oh, good. I want to hear what it is.
Type in the name Jocelyn, J-O-C-E-L-Y-N. That's her first name, Jocelyn. Last name is Wildenstein, Stein. I guess you know what? Mel Brooks ruined me. I never read it right now. I don't know if it's Frankenstein
Weinstein.
Or Frankenstein. I don't know anymore.
Weinstein.
Igor or Igor. Jocelyn Wildenstein.
Jocelyn Frankenstein.
Do you see her face? Look at that face. That's a face for the radio. I mean, look.
Yeah.
God help this woman. Do you see this?
Yes, I see her.
It says she was a beautiful mother of two back in the 70s. She married an art dealer.
She was a pilot woman before she fucking started diving it up. God.
Look at that. I don't know what that is.
Sorry, Mike.
How do you explain that? Look at that.
I do not know.
Wow.
Come here, honey. Give me a kiss.
And she was
Holy
the cat
shit.
Woman.
Here come the dogs.
That's a good old voice, don't I?
Antoinette, did you look at her picture?
Yes,
Shorty,
I did.
Shut up. It's okay. Stand. Look, I don't want
to
talk about
you. You know what? Now I'm going to have to ask y'all to hold on because it's going to storm, and they did not put my chair in... I'll be right back, y'all.
All right.
Born August 5th, 1940, a New York socialite.
Yeah.
He is known for extensive facial surgeries. I just put this in the chat room. I put her Wikipedia thing in there.
How do you explain that?
She had a yearly telephone bill of $60,000 and food and wine cost of $547,000.
This reminds me of Alice Cooper's song.
And I bet you everybody she knows tells her that she's gorgeous.
Yep, she was a rich bitch. She had money to do whatever she wanted to with it.
I mean, somebody like this, she makes it to the pearly gates, they're going to look at her, they're not going to know where the hell she is from. What's her name? She's not even in the book.
Yep. Go sit down over there.
Sit down over there, lady. We got to sort you out.
We got to figure out who you are. Or you are even a human.
Unbelievable. I guess maybe she liked Oriental food. Maybe she likes Chinese food or something. I don't know. She looks like Asian.
Yep.
Oh well.
I'm trying to find this Alice Cooper song. Here we go. Maybe I'll be there or not.
Turn that off.
Yeah, it's called distorted.
Kill that, Vaughn. That's terrible. I don't know if he can hear us, but Ron, you need to kill it. Kill it, Ron. Kill it.
I'm working on it. All right, there. Sorry.
Yeah,
my God, I couldn't make none of that out.
Yeah, I couldn't. It was all distorted.
Okay, sorry about that.
Oh, no problem.
I don't have a load in this, but I will put it in the chat.
Dude, that was terrible. I don't even know what you were playing, but I thought the show blew up. And it will.
Hold on, man. You can listen to your own time.
Well, we need to put a call out to all your trolls, because you don't have no trolls in here yet, and we need trolls to show up.
I ain't got many people here tonight, so definitely I won't be doing overtime. That's cool. Oh, it'll be a slow night.
We need somebody to make fun of.
Well, we already did Richard Simmons.
Yeah.
And the Frisky Lady.
He won't call in, though.
That's a song, you know, Alice Cooper, Free My Frankenstein. I can't believe George didn't show up. I mean, wow. That's not cool. That's right.
No telling about him. He has been known to show up a couple minutes late or a few minutes late, so.
Hey, what happened to BJ last night?
I don't know. I was gone. I left at 1 o'clock. I didn't do the overtime. I left.
No, but I know, but Beasley.
I hate him and all that shit.
Yeah, he came on and he was, but he was calm. He wasn't yelling.
Uh-huh.
It was a different Beasley than what I've gotten to see the past 3-4 times.
Right. I'm not stopping into that shit, Mike. You know, come on, man. Don't be fucking with, you know, personally attacking people and telling them this, tell them about this, that, this is the way it is. You know, tough man, fuck no. That just don't jive with me. I don't care. I don't care. If I get some bad news on me, it happens. I'm sorry.
Let me
apologize
you,
Ron,
is Beasley the black guy that calls in and talks real, real way out there?
No, he sounds like an older guy.
I don't appreciate you,
Yeah, that's him. You are a good impersonation.
Hello, everyone. I'm back.
Antoinette.
Yes, dear.
We were just discussing Beasley.
And who are we talking to?
I'm Antoinette.
I know.
Well, how do you spell your last name? You have relatives maybe in New York?
I don't know.
I don't blame you. I don't know either.
Yeah. Always deny everything, Antoinette. Never tell them nothing. Just say, I don't know nothing.
Well, you know what? That's probably true.
Nothing?
See Flycatch in the room? The Flycatch calls in, tell him I don't know nothing.
Yes, hello, Flycatch. And to our guest. Oh, boy, I'm going to hurt my son.
There's other people.
Well, we have some guests and Flycatch is here.
Did you guys shut down the show last night? Because I got bumped off 3 times yet last night.
No, you know what? I don't know what happened. You and George, I think y'all kept dropping, so I was wondering, was it y'all's Skype? Flycatch just put in Obama released 12 more inmates.
I heard that.
Yeah, but I looked it up on the internet, and all of the articles that were saying it were like Alex Jones stuff.
Yeah.
There was no
New
major,
York, really.
Nothing, no major notice. So
New York was censoring them. Anytime George and Mike are on the same show, they're pretty much censored.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, there's too much propaganda going on over there.
At Firefox?
Alex Jones?
No, it's George's show, and Mike, whenever he calls in, it's really bad.
What? I enjoy George's show.
Well, hold on, Golf Dogs, I'm Mike. Which Mike are you talking about, me?
You, yes,
I'm just playing with you.
Oh, shit, I don't censor it, unless they censor me. Hold on, let me look out my window and see if there's any. Hold on, I'll be right back.
look for a black car with dark windows out your front door.
Listen, Mike.
God, they're waving at me.
Listen, I know a good attorney that can help you get through this, really. A real honest attorney. All right.
Oh, shit.
I'm going to give you their name and number of the firm, okay?
See
right,
how
ready?
It feels?
No, listen. Listen, it's Cook, Brett, Line, and Sinker.
I knew it. it's like Benjamin Dover and see how it feels.
I guarantee you won't get your plea bargain or your money back.
Now, let me ask these guys out in the car if they want. Hold on. You guys want coffee?
No contest or yes, I did it, Your Honor. We will guarantee that you will get the minimum for your money.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
You feel like you're being knocked over by the legal system? Call us. Well, fuck you.
Yeah, I know. No kidding. What was that? Remember that? Remember that Family Guy episode where he needed a lawyer, so he was looking for a Jewish lawyer?
Yeah, I think briefly. Yeah, I'm sure I remember that.
Oh my God. He says, "No, I got to win this case. I got to get a Jewish lawyer. Are you Jewish?" Shit.
Well, Mike, you can laugh about it all you want, but I've had them black cars actually literally follow me. I'm not lying. I've had them follow me.
Is this
I mean, golf dog?
Black.
Yeah. I've had them follow me, and, I mean, especially in Alabama, I want to say Alabama, Georgia, maybe into Florida, on the very, very, very down by the coast. I've actually had them follow me.
Hey,
and,
I guess
they're just tracking me on a... I mean, I don't know how they're doing what they're doing, but, you know, with the NSA and all this crap, you know, I was being tracked. I mean, I had a guy follow me for a fee. All kind of noise going on there. About 200 or 300 miles, I had a car follow me.
Years ago, I had, well, 300 miles I didn't have, but years ago I got out of a gig down in downtown. It was in Worcester, Massachusetts, and it must have been about 3, 4 in the morning. And after you pack up the equipment, you're done with the gig, and you pack everything up, and you're tired, and I'm driving back home, and this car started following me, and there's two guys in it. I knew they were undercover. And they start following me, so I took a turn. They followed me. I go around. I start going through suburban neighborhood. They follow me. I go back out to the main road. This went on for a good 45 minutes at least, and so I pull up on a main drag up to a red light next to a police cruiser. I get out of my car. And I knocked on the cop's window. No power windows back then. The cop opened the door, got out of the car. What's the problem? And I said, this car over here, they've been following me. I think they're gay. So honest to God, the cop left his car and walked over to things, saw the two guys in it and started laughing his ass off. They got out of the car and said, what's going on? He said, this guy thought you guys were gay. No, son of a bitch. They got in the cruiser, they got in the unmarked car, and they drove off to the... And they never followed me again after that.
Mike.
I thought it was funny.
Brother. Can I ask you a question?
What?
I know you play music. What did you play? I can't remember. I know you said, I just don't
keyboards.
Remember.
I'm a keyboard player.
Oh, you're a keyboard player. No shit.
Yeah, synthesizer, keyboards.
Really? No shit.
Yep.
Wow.
They were probably trying to show your equipment. Most likely they wanted to sell your equipment.
Oh, yeah.
What do you play? I mean, what's your main?
My main thing, believe it or not, is Greek music.
Is what Greek music?
Greek music, Middle Eastern, but not Middle Eastern like Arabic, Greek. Some Turkish, Turkish, but mostly Greek.
Really?
So, you know, the Greek festivals, that type of stuff, that's...
Yeah,
I don't, man,
but I've never played Greek music. I don't, you know, I mean, I can learn...
All of our stuff is nine, you know, a lot of the stuff is the odd meter, like 9/8, 6/8, you know, the strange timing, which makes it hard sometimes to get used to it. But like syncopated 9/8, that's another popular meter that they use. But it was fun. I mean, we went around.
Well, I play with a lot of different musicians, you know.
Right.
Drummer. That's my main thing. I was guitarist, keyboard, saxophone. I play the two, but, you know, not as much as I do the drums. Drums my main. But,
well, I'll tell you, Jerry, the only one that offered me a job playing American music was Jerry Jeff Walker, but that was after we'd been up all night, you know, and I didn't take it seriously, because you know how that goes. I saw him in he came into the club where we were at over when we were in Vail, Colorado, and he played a gig over there. We ended up becoming friends, and he said, no, you got to come to work for me. I was like, dude, I'm not. I do different country. You want a different country. You play country music.
Right.
I play different country music.
Right.
It's like, literally, it's not going to... It's not going to work.
Jerry Jeff was usually drunk, too, wasn't he? I mean,
Jerry Jeff was... He was... That was early in the morning. I'll put it like that. It was like one of those 5 o'clock in the morning deals going, holy shit, the sun's coming up.
Yeah.
But, you know, we outgrow that shit. We all get older, and we grow up and mature.
Well,
I
grew up in country music. All
right. Right.
The old country music, old-timey music, you know, old bluegrass, shit like that.
Yep.
Grew up in that.
Quarter wagon.
Way back. But anyway, and I enjoy playing it. I really still do enjoy playing bluegrass. I don't know why. Don't ask me.
Because you know what? It's got a soul
like
to it.
Because here's the listen, man. Here is the problem. Okay. When I was 12 years old, okay, I've been playing music since I was 5. I started off playing guitar.
Yep.
When I turned 12, I got into drums, all right? Well, by the time I was, cut long story short, by the time I was 16, I was on tour. You see what I'm saying? So.
Yep.
The thing is, I was a heavy metal drummer, heavy metal.
Right.
You know, Iron Maiden, Black Sabbath, Rush, you know, on the 80s, you know, Sticks, you know, Judas Priest,
yep.
I mean, you know, all kinds of great shit. That's my play, all right? So I came to this conclusion. I mean, I have, you know, different drum kits. I've just, you know, I have like 5 different drum sets, okay?
Right.
And they're all for different reasons, okay? Well, I had this one drum set that I started out with just the 4 bass and my snare and one tom. All right, this is what I started with. And that one, that little 4-piece thing is now up to 48-piece drum kit, all right? It's a mixed bag of different drums. Lidwing, Tama, I mean, on and on and on, you know what I mean? So, I have cymbals, bells. I mean, this thing is like a orchestra. It's like playing a big, gigantic organ of sound, you know what I mean?
Like the Mighty Wurlitzer.
Right, exactly. And I built this thing, and every year, but I get older, every year I put another drum to it. You know, as far as adding sounds, your bell and cymbals and all that shit, yeah, I just did as strong as I go. I don't care about that. But it's the drums. I add a drum every year to this kit. So it's kind of a, you know, like a, when I die, whenever I die, say if I die, well, I'm 48 now, say I die when I'm 70. There'll be 70 drums in this set. You know what I mean? I'm just doing
it. It's funny. I mean, moving them is a bitch. I mean, just flying with them is...
Trust me.
Oh, my God.
Trust me. I have a set of Yamaha custom stage customs, man, to go on the road. It's a road.
Yeah.
I have everything. I will do electronic bells, but I play xylophone. You know what I mean? I play that a lot. My kid. So it's, yeah.
But flying with this stuff is always a danger. I mean, because the airports.
Oh, yeah.
And now it's probably worse. With Homeland Security, God only knows what they do.
Oh, well, all the heavy metal in them kits?
Yep. Oh, man.
That looks like a rifle, you know?
Hey, I'll never forget that we had a guitarist that was right from Greece, and the band had a gig in Albuquerque, New Mexico, and we told him, man, don't do this. Get a case for it. No. He's going to be fine, guys. He's a Fender Twin with the JBLs. He's no problem. We're going to put it in his luggage. We're going to put the sticker. It's no problem. And we're all like, dude, you don't... Okay. All right. So anyways, in the airport, and you know how they get the chute that comes down and goes to one of the circular things, you know, and where the bags go around when you're waiting for your bags? Well, the first thing that came down was the baffle board holding the 2 12-inch JBLs by itself.
Jesus.
Then the side of the amp came down by itself, and here's Harry looking at it going, oh, shit, dude. Like, yeah. And then the head, the tubes are smashed out of it. The head came down by itself, and then it came out in pieces. Like,
oh,
we told you. We told you. I mean, flying with band equipment is not good. It's very...
Well, the other thing, when you're on the road, too, we had a problem one time. We was in Chicago, all right? And the truck hauling my gear, my kit, and everything, and a lot of other people's shit, it got held up by the police.
By who?
The police, state police, Illinois state police.
They wanted to search it.
They did search it. They tore everything out of that trailer. That's a lot of shit to go through, you know what I mean?
So, oh, yeah.
I mean, we're on a time schedule. I ain't got time to fuck with this. You know what I mean? And they're like, you know, everybody's tripping out what to do, we got no gear, you know, the guitar players got stuff, some people got some shit, some people don't. And then my shit was in that, you know, so that fucked me, but we winded up, you know, the music store that set us up with some equipment to work with, you know.
Yeah.
And this, I swear, I felt like I was playing back in high school. The shit they brought us, man.
It was crap.
It was junk, you know.
Yep.
I felt like I was playing on a first act drum set for kids.
And the cops pulled everything out of that truck, and they looked at you and made you put it all back in the truck.
No, I wasn't there, man. No. I was already there at the gig.
Oh.
The equipment truck should have been ahead of me.
Right.
Before I got there, that truck should have been there done setting shit up. You know what I mean?
Oh, man.
But we wind up beating them to the gig, first off. And the pigs wanted to rip the truck apart. There wasn't nothing that they didn't find nothing illegal in the truck at all. Nothing. Music equipment. And the driver was trying to explain everything. You know, I mean, it was chaos, man. It was massive, massive chaos. We started 45 minutes late, you know. So it was a bad, bad night. But we did have fun. We finally did kick it off. We went out and played, man. We just kicked some ass, you know. And it worked out pretty good. But yeah.
It was an adventure. It was an adventure, and I'm really glad.
Chaotic.
Even though we weren't in the rock scene, we were still on the road, and it was really interesting. We had a lot of fun. We really did.
Back in my early days, it was me and the band. You know, I had a band.
Yep.
You know, and that's how I used to do it. And I don't know why. I don't know why I proceeded to do it. And then the last album I did with somebody was, been released like 4 years. So, you know, the last one I did, I got to work with one of the greatest people in music history. All right? I mean, the name is well known. A lot of people know this guy.
Roy
Orbison. His writer.
Oh, yep.
Yeah, Bill Dees. Bill Dees. He's a real good friend of mine. We did some work, a lot of work together. But
did you ever record in L.A.? Did you ever work in any of the studios?
What's that?
Did you ever work in any of the studios in L.A., Hollywood?
Yeah, a few of them.
United Western?
We was at Graft in Los Angeles, Graft Recording Studio.
I
can't remember it.
Do you remember an audio console called a Quad 8? Quad 8 was the company that made the first portable mixing board that was used by the Beach Boys. They made it so that it would set up in the middle and rest on top of the seats in the middle of an auditorium. So you could put it in the middle of the auditorium.
Okay.
Quad 8.
Right.
Yeah, that was the company that I worked
for. That's a little
for.
Before my time, though, Mike.
Oh, I know. Yeah, I know what you mean. But, but
that's old gear, man, you know.
Yeah, but anyways,
my gear days were, yeah, I figured I started learning gear from 70 up.
Right.
We had
a guy who was the chief engineer for United Western Studio.
Let me tell you something about the digital world. Here's the bad part about me, bro. I will not let no sound people run me digitally. You know what I mean? There's nothing on my set ever electric. Nothing.
You want it analog.
It's all acoustic. My whole drum kit is acoustic. I don't want to hear no fucking bullshit.
Yeah.
I mean that. You know, I want the real crisp sound of what I want. I want it loud enough to do what it's got to do and just blend into the tune. But, you know, that problem is a lot of these dudes use electric drum sets and these sound effects is bullshit. No, man.
Yeah.
But I can't completely despise it because I do have a sample board I do play to practice to warm up, you know, a little bit.
Right.
But I also have pads that I use that are not electronic. I mean, I used to do the old fucking thing. But, I don't like, I like acoustic, man.
You guys play any blues? That's what I like.
I love
good
the blues. I love
blues.
The blues,
well,
too. We have
I
the thrillers
blues,
going.
But I can't, I'm not good. I can't lie to you. I'm not that great at blues. I mean, I love the music, but for some reason. I could play it. I don't know, man. It's just it's a weird thing. The blues, the original part of it, I just don't feel I'm a person that can play it because that people played it and wrote it, did it, is beyond me. You know what I mean? You follow me on that?
I love the guitarist. I love the old school guitarist. The old school guitarist of the blues is what I get out of.
Gentlemen, I know y'all are talking about something really, really important. your music, and I know that that's Buddy really
guy.
Important.
Uh-oh.
No. I just wanted to bring something to y'all's attention. I put a link in the chat room. And did you know that there was a blast triggers fire at the major gas pipeline in Ukraine? And you know that goes into Europe.
No, it's a total accident. I can't believe that happened.
Imagine
that. Somebody slipped.
That's something else. Accidents are just unbelievable.
Yes, but... But I thought that y'all would be interested in
yeah,
that.
Yeah, it's the game is still
you're
afoot. Now,
the radio station
Putin order it?
The internet. The Ron Reck Show on BTR. Sunday.
Hello, my name is Alexander Putin.
You're going to see the news.
If we would have had enough time, we could have dispatched Mike. Mike
what?
Went over there and stopped that.
My name is Alexander Putin. Would you please refrain from talking about the pipeline accident?
Ah.
Thank you very much.
You feel your
Doctor
said, like
yes.
And
so not
talk. You help your camel up 100%. You can take a camel, it's only giving you 60%, and you kick it up to 100% and guaranteed. But right now, if you call, operator standing by, you'll get one and two for the same price of one. Think about it. You just pay separate shipping and handling. And we'll send you two of these big camel-producing packs that will kick that camel in the ass.
Oh,
it will
shit.
Outrun anything. Jets, rockets, anything. It'll get you there immediately. No longer waiting. You ain't got to wait for it to take a shit piss. You can just jump on and be there right now. Is the camel.
Ron.
The camel pack. That's where by name.
Ron, Doc has put some comments in the chat room.
I'm being cussed out.
He didn't cuss you out.
I want to know what Doc is from Flint, Michigan, and I'm wondering why he's even awake. I figured he'd be asleep up there. I'm from Delaware. I'm awake. And that's East Coast. Y'all gotta be. It's 1 o'clock. It's 1 a.m. in Delaware. Yes, it is.
Well,
it's
midnight
what?
Here.
It is 11:58 in Southwest Missouri. Branson.
He said, life of a doctor. I just went out and shut my shed and put my chair in there because my son left my shed open and left my chair outside.
Excuse
me. I put in a link from the Telegraph.
That's an Alex Jones link.
Look in the chat room, Ron.
I'm looking. I put a link in
from the Telegraph.
Okay.
Excuse me.
This is major time to ground control.
What are you singing?
You don't know that song?
No. Oh, Lord, excuse me.
I just forgot the name. I know the song I'm singing. I can't believe it anymore. God. I'm listening to Alzheimer's kicking in the internet.
Oh, okay. That's because you pick on me. And here
is... This is basic time to ground control.
Internet? Internet?
Yes.
I've got a link to one of my favorite. There's a... I forget the name of the DVD set. But I used to play it in the mess hall, and the guys loved it. And it was with Eric Clapton.
Oh, Lord, excuse me. I'm sorry. No problem. Eric Clapton?
It was with Eric Clapton, and he had Buddy Guy. It was a live concert that was held. And I forget the name of the concert. The DVD is available, and I'll tell you what. This one recording is one of my favorites. I used to crank it. But then again, I was... We never had a normal mess hall, Army mess hall, because I had JBLs and a PA system in the place. So it was a good sound system, you know. So
okay, Doc said live at Crossroads.
Live, that's it. That's the name of it. Now I've got the link to it. If I can, if the chat room will let me
Thank
in here,
you,
it's
Doc.
Not letting me in.
Oh wow! why can't you get in?
Yeah, well,
it
just says connecting, connecting,
Mike.
Connecting.
Oh.
Okay, but anyway, it's Sweet Georgia Brown with Clapton and Buddy
like
Guy.
I like Sweet Georgia Brown. Yeah.
Oh, okay, right. Now I remember.
Did you ever? I just refreshed the page.
You got in.
No. It says, says connecting. Oh, it says logging
there
in.
He is.
Now it says
Gary,
we don't like your kind.
I see you. You're in my chat room.
Yeah,
all right, hold
there,
on.
Mike.
I just put the link up. I'll tell you what. If you like
you.
Blues and you R&B,
I love the blues.
I'll tell you, click on that link, son of a gun. Between
yeah,
and you know
blues.
If you watch Buddy Guy and you watch the guitarists, they're not playing for the audience. They're playing for each other, man. They're getting into the music. When you see musicians actually enjoying the music, they're forgetting
mm-hmm.
about what time it is, where they are, where the stage is. They're feeling it. And it makes it more enjoyable for the people that they're in the audience. Than you know.
Hard to find that nowadays. You know, it's hard to find interaction.
Yeah.
Yes, it is.
But that's an outstanding, you know, version of that song. And Buddy Guy's a fantastic guitarist. I like him. Joe Walsh is another one of my old-time favorites. He's a little bit toasted, but damn, can he play. But
Walsh or Bill Walsh?
Joe Walsh.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he's good.
He's very good. But he's got a sense of humor. I mean, if you look at him on some of the concerts, and it's like Cheech and Chong, but, man, can he make that guitar howl.
Oh, yeah.
No.
Let me tell you a guy that's badass on the guitar is Brad Paisley. You know, the country star, the young guy that's out there right now, Brad Paisley can tear a guitar apart. That guy is fun to watch. If you ever just go Google him. I'm not going to throw no links or nothing up there. But go Google that guy. That guy can tear a guitar apart.
But look at the difference. I mean, we're talking about artists, whether it's country, western, R&B, hardcore rock and roll or whatever. Even, you know, Keith Emerson, Lincoln Palmer, these are musicians. They know the notes that make up a chord. It's not like some of these guys that I see today with the modern music. It's different.
Because they don't play music.
They don't.
They don't play music. They just, it's
artificial,
computerized and everything else.
They sample parts of other songs, put it together with the computer.
Original shit ain't good no more.
The true musicians I know that I have talked to in recent years, they actually listen to alternative music in their headphones. They're on a bus. Like, say, a country singer. If they're riding across the country, they'll listen to rock and roll or, you know, something alternative. They don't want to listen to what they do.
Really?
They listen to they like to listen to different stuff.
Yep.
And they get creative by doing that, you know, and makes them better.
Yep.
Yeah. Bless you, Ron.
Oh, no, that was me. I just inhaled my Coca-Cola.
Oh, Coca-Cola.
It tastes good. It doesn't breathe well.
I don't cough anymore. I don't smoke.
Coca-Cola?
Yeah. I just went to take a breath after I took a sip and I inhaled it. Does that mean
I'm... Okay, well, you better leave them sodas alone.
Oh, my God. Does that mean I'm snorting Coke? No, that can't qualify. No, they wouldn't be able to say that. No.
Use a longer straw so you have more oxygen.
Oh, keep it up. Oh, God.
Yeah, sharp stuff.
Check what that stuff is made with.
When you bend over, your stomach squeezes up against your lungs, so you can't get that back effect. We need a longer straw, so you have a little longer stretch for the lungs.
That would do it.
The actual vacuum you're trying to get.
Well, I guess it's better than drinking Pepsi.
Okay, let's take a poll real quick. Ron, can I do a real quick poll of the room? Or the... Okay, man, then think about this. Now, in the last week, we've been watching all this stuff come out about Lewis Lerner, call it what you want, and all her bullshit, and all the lies that are coming out. The IRS can't find this and that. What is y'all's take on all this? I mean, they can't find it. NSA can find anything they want. Hell, they've got a storage facility in, Minnesota or wherever they built that son of a bitch and giant.
How many millions of dollars they did that one time?
It's total contempt for the American public.
You just hear it was, and now it's gone. We just don't know where it went.
Is it Nixon 2.0, 3.0, 4.0? What is it? Nixon got kicked out for less than this. Go ahead.
I think it just shows the total contempt that they have for the American public and for our system, judicial system, government, everything. They do what they want. That nobody wants to be held accountable. They do what they want.
It's okay for them, but it ain't okay for you.
Yep. So.
And like I've said many times before, everybody thinks I'm crazy, a little retarded. Maybe I am. Maybe I should get on Ritalin now at 48 years old. But I keep saying, look.
I think Ritalin for a adult is crack, isn't it? I don't know. But I think Ritalin for a adult, isn't that like crack or something?
I guess. No, maybe I need some crack. Whatever.
I mean,
but anyway,
but
here, look. Okay, you call me crazy, whatever. But I have been saying the thing is all done by consent.
Yes.
Verbal contracts. Everything, you know.
Yep.
And it's, wow, man. It's became a vicious cycle that, you know, people who aren't even talk about. Well, think about it, man. Everything you do, they actually control what you do, okay? I mean, I've been in the music business for a long time, you know? And I know that they've added shit after you've done recorded it and sold it. They've, you know, somebody put some bullshit in your shit. You know, that can be possible. You know, Kmart did it in 1976 and got caught doing it. Put subliminal shit in that music. And the real, you know, the service desk, back in the old days, the big bookstores had, well, they had subliminal bullshit in their music that you listen to when you walk to the store to make you spend money. You believe that shit? I'm like, did it really work? I don't know. I never found out. But it's just,
well, you had a guy in the House today came out and said, we have enough votes in the House to impeach Obama. But they won't do it.
Uh-huh.
Okay. And
why
we
not?
Know they won't do it. We know
why
they
not?
Won't do it.
Well, why
because
not?
Because.
We know they won't, but why won't they?
Why won't they? Real simple. Because.
Scared to lose that dollar.
It tears down their whole system.
That means everybody can be attacked.
Together.
Everybody's accountable then.
Yep, they're all accountable. It's their system. This is what they all are in it for.
Right.
They're all in it together. And so it tears down their system. And that's why they won't do it. I mean, it's been brought out. I mean, these guys, I mean, this government we have right now is not representative. They have nothing to do with us. They could care less about us. We are the we're on the bottom of the totem pole. They could care less about you. That's what we're dealing with right now. With the government. I mean, guys, we don't have nobody representing us. The entire legislative branch, everybody in, hell, the judicial branch is controlled by the legislative branch, and they're all corrupt. Everybody's corrupt up there. And they're all complicit.
Yep.
They're all doing the same thing.
All the way down
they're
to
all
your
doing
local.
The same thing.
All the way down to your local. You're in fucking tears.
Yep.
I've seen it. I've dealt with it. I'll deal with it again, I'm sure, many times. But, you know, like I said, man, I was born to die. You know what, man? I plan on raising a lot of hell before I go out. I guarantee
there you.
Because I'm not going to be fucked with and put in a game that I didn't plan to play. I never had a personal contract with it in the first place. I was, you know, a living being, you know. Born to this planet, on this ground, in this country. I'm an American, okay? It's not that I hate the government or wish any bad will for anybody. But guess what? But you're producing bad will on me and on my people of this land. So there's a problem. So I'm just going to say it's okay. I'll just let it go on. That's why I talk about it. I mean, this is all I can do. That's all I can do. I mean, I can't change the world. Nobody can. You know what I mean? But I just think it's a good thing in social media that people talk to each other. share.
And like I said, all we can do is make everybody aware of what's going on. We see it.
Right.
And most people don't see it, and they don't care.
Yep.
And I don't think we can make a difference as far as what we say, because the government's going to do what the government's going to do. You know, they're not our government no more. They're far beyond that. You know, they've taken over. They're actually not part of this country.
Well,
they're part of the United Nations.
But hold on, man. You're missing what I'm saying. The thing is, you have to learn to protect yourself against them.
No, I got you there.
You see what I'm saying? That is the key element, all right? I mean,
the diversions never end. I've done this.
I still do this, and I won't stop doing this. I've been on both sides of the table, you know, the defense and the prosecuting side. I mean, I know how the game is played. I wanted to learn how it was played because I felt I was being fucked over on a lot of different issues, man. You know what I'm saying? And I learned a trick, the game. I learned the game. I know how it's played. And it's wild. I wish you could play with this thing. It's like being a child in a sandbox. I'm a blast. And they hate it. They hate that shit. You know what I mean? And what I mean is, I know what to say.
And they never stop at the diversions. Now, do you remember when Benghazi happened? Do you remember them even like a month or two after or so saying that we've identified who the ringleader was for this and the group and everything? No, they downplayed it and downplayed it and downplayed it. And now, did you see what just came out in the news today? I just put up the link to it. Look
they
at the link.
Him.
Yeah. Now, all of a sudden, we've got the ringleader?
Yep, they arrested him. And why was that? Why was that? Because
it's another diversion.
What's going on?
Oh,
never
mind what's going on in Iraq.
So.
Look over here. Benghazi is an issue to you guys?
U.S. and Canada, BBC, blah, blah, blah.
They could have arrested him a long time ago. They knew who the guy was. He's walking around freely. They could have arrested him a long time ago, but Obama's in a bind. Hillary's in a bind. You know, she's trying to get her campaign kicked off. So let's arrest this guy and make it look like we're doing
something.
We need
a fall guy. Pull the fall guy in.
Yep.
Diversion. Never mind Iraq. Look over here.
Hillary didn't do it. Not her.
Yep.
Hillary. No, never.
It's nothing but a game.
This is really funny. My sister, that I don't talk to no more, I guess she's kind of dead to me. And that's the last sibling I have living, I think. But she's already dead, which I don't care. She named her youngest daughter Hillary. And I'm like, you've got to be fucking kidding me.
Why?
How old is her daughter?
Say 24.
Well, that was before.
Wasn't that during Clinton?
24? I don't believe so.
Yeah.
I wonder how many people in the U.S. have named their kid after Barack. I haven't heard anything. Is that a common name?
My next kid, Mike. My next kid.
Don't you dare. Don't you dare. We'll hunt you down.
Absolutely.
We will find you.
I guarantee you in the next 20 years you're going to be seeing that name very popular.
You won't. Hey, listen. You will not be pronouncing it as Barack. You will pronounce my son's name Baraka.
Okay.
Somali.
We have a caller.
Kind of like a Baraka, but Baraka.
The trolls are coming in.
I don't think this one is a troll.
They're headed in anyway.
Yeah, 661.
Hey,
you want to come in the lions then?
Yeah, I guess I think I will. But you know, my middle name. Yeah, I know
Pardon
this
me?
Is before Obama, but my middle name is Barack.
Your name is Barack.
Hell no.
Oh, congratulations.
Oh, who am I asking?
No.
Oh, they dropped.
You see, I just killed that?
Ah, You know what? I truly thought that that was... I said, no, they're on hold. Oh, you did kill them.
No,
I mean, that
you
killed them, but...
Yeah. 661.
Oh, okay.
Who's that?
Oh, Doc said their name in school's after him.
I didn't know that. Remember, that's the bad number.
Oh, is it? I'm sorry. I forgot.
Yeah, I'm so sorry, Ron.
I completely forgot.
Oh,
I'm sorry, y'all. Oh, my God. Everybody in the chat room, run your virus scan.
I'm having a stroke. I'm not worried about it.
Oh, Saul Alinsky just came in. Oh, they're coming in. They're lining up.
Now, Saul's been here a while. Saul's been in the chat room.
Oh, he has been here? All right.
Yes.
All right. Okay, we got three lines open. Everybody's cool.
Okay,
right,
well, let me ask you something.
Just stay right there. Don't open nothing else up.
Okay, I'm not in there.
Are they coming up for us?
I don't know. You can't get a virus through a POTS line. I work in it. Well, Adam, according to oh, Lord, I forget what it's called. You work in IT? Well, thank you, but
yeah, they used to tell me years ago you can get a virus.
It is reported that that number is a number that when you click on it, that it can affect your computer lines and stuff. I mean, thank you, and I hope, you know, hope that that's a farce. Yeah, it's a Skype line.
Yeah, well, you better come out with another number, bro. It ain't going to work.
I completely forgot, Ron. I'm so sorry.
Answering that. You're lucky. Pardon me? You're lucky. I love you.
Well, thank you. I'm glad that you do. I completely forgot.
That's all right.
Okay, Adam Smith said we'll be fine. Thank you, Adam.
I'm sorry, dude. Hey, Adam, I can't help it, but, you know, hey, man, we got a lot to do.
Yes.
No.
Now, this gas line,
I don't trust Ukraine, blaming Russia. I'm in politics. I talk politics.
Pardon?
This is a political radio show. We don't trust nobody.
I was in IT back when they used to say you couldn't get a virus through a picture in email, and I used to argue with them left and right, saying, yes, you can, and they told me, you're full of shit. I said, no, somebody can send you a picture with a virus, and you can get it.
Yeah.
No, you can't get a picture in a virus. And
let me tell you, it's true.
People do not want to believe that.
No.
I guarantee it.
He said you will only get a virus if you authorize a software to manipulate your computer or do an install.
Or do a click. All you got to do is click on
or
it. Nowadays, you just got to click on a picture and it initiates. Okay?
Yeah,
I ain't stupid. I'm an IT guy, too. So don't tell me that.
My son has got his master's in computer technology and science. All right? My son. So, I mean, I don't have a bit of problem with anything. I mean, it's no big deal. But, you know, yeah, you can be infected with anything. You open up a fucking, but I don't. You know?
Ron, you have a 111. I'm going to let you open them. I'm not opening anything else.
What's 111?
It's only 1111.
I got an idea.
They have their hand up.
All right, listen. Everybody be nice. All right, here we go.
Okay.
Hello? Can we hear you? Thank you for calling the Ron Rick Show. Hello?
You have your hand up, caller.
111 could be like voice boxes, or what do you call it?
Robocall?
Well, that's a block number. My dad will call me all the time. I get weird number.
Well, there we go.
Is that you, Ron, or is that them?
No.
Oh, that was them?
That was a troll.
Are you on marijuana? This is for you, troll.
Get down with it.
Okay. Yeah, I can play that tune.
Yeah, 111 is restricted. It's a
guess
a block
what?
Caller.
I make this announcement. I have to go on a break again.
I know when my dad calls me from Mexico. When my dad calls me from Mexico, it comes across 111 and a bunch of bunch of crap.
Oh, maybe there was a
Yeah.
That isn't my block their number. That's the way how it comes up. Which I have no problem with people blocking their numbers.
Hello. My hand is up. Can I be excused for a minute? I have to go use the restroom.
All right.
Okay.
Can I be excused to go to the restroom? I need a hall
pass. Write him a note.
No, you already had a break an hour ago.
You're
going
to answer on my phone? Well, hall pass. Come on, man.
You already had a pass an hour ago.
All right.
Yeah.
I'll be back.
No breaks, Ron.
Yep, you can't go.
Uh-oh.
Hold it.
let Mike, take over. Mike, say something, Mike.
Testing, 1, 2, testing. testing, check, cash.
Mike, check, cash.
Well, there was the one good thing about working in Greek clubs. They used to say check in the microphone, and the owner of the place said, no, cash, only cash. I don't take check. Don't say check. I'm like, dude, shut up. Will you stop? No, don't say check because then the people think they're going to pay with the check. Only say cash. I say, geez, you know, sometimes language sucks. It just doesn't come across with these guys. Just like, okay, whatever, dude.
Yeah, well, that's a part of
Pepsi, no
coke. How things are.
Pepsi,
but
no
let me ask y'all, what do y'all think about Ukraine blaming Russia for this gas pipe exploding?
I can see it happening, but it's in Russia's best interest. So it depends on where the thing blew. If the Russians were going to do it, they could send a team in and make sure they blew it in some remote area. But
yep. Follow the money.
And
yeah.
if it's a small break, something can be repaired fast, then they're going to get more value out of it by blaming the Ukrainians. Whereas the Ukrainians also have something to gain from it because they don't like if it's crossing their territory, the Russians are getting a free pass on getting money out of it and transporting their goods to market, so to speak. So,
well, the Ukrainians are saying they're citing that it's possibly terrorism.
Yeah.
And this is going to affect Europe.
Yeah, but the only terrorists that are over there, unless it's, what do you call it, from Georgia, the ones who hate the Russians? What is that Muslim group of people from, remember, that stood up against Russia?
The
they wanted to free them?
I don't know.
Down in Georgia.
It's Russia doing it. Russia wants to take Ukraine. So
right, they want it.
Yeah, they're looking for that to fall, and they're going to do what they can to make it fall, and they're going to go in and we're coming to save you.
Oh, okay. Excuse me. Doc said that, Seasons? Did I say that correctly? I know I didn't.
Yeah.
Seasons?
Chechens.
Chechens. Chechen rebels.
Thank you, Mike.
So, Russia's got an issue with them. Yeah, the Chechens, right. And, so, could it be one of them stepping in, trying to fire stuff up? Possibly, but you got to weigh who's got more to lose in losing that pipeline and how much damage. How long it's going to take to repair the damage to get it up and running?
Yeah.
I don't know. They sometimes everything's a publicity stunt, just like the Reichstag fire. They do. It's common
practice.
Yeah,
they do that. The link in there from Reuters.
My firm belief is Russia. Even though they've claimed to back off from the border, I think Russia really wants to take on. They want Ukraine, and I think they're going to get it. And they're trying to do it without drawing much attention. They're trying to make it look like there's an attack, something going on there, and they're going to go in there to save them. Okay.
Do you think that that's going to draw the United States in?
No.
No, Obama will not go in there.
No,
Obama's
he won't.
Not going to make Putin.
Obama won't do anything. He's not doing anything. It's going to take quite a bit to get him to put, like, you think he's ever going to send division strength into Iraq or anything? No.
No, so, no, no.
200-300 here and there, yeah.
If you got another attack on New York City, yep, like we had in 9/11, Obama will not do nothing.
No.
Get that through your head right now. He will not do nothing.
They'll look for a way out of it.
He will apologize to them and say, I'm sorry. I don't know why we pissed you off, but we're sorry for it. That's what he will do. He will not do nothing. He is supporting them. Plain and simple. He supports the terrorists.
And what's going to happen is, I got a feeling that when we get a new president in there, if they don't keep the same program going with the concessions and giving in to these people, all of a sudden they're going to be like, what's going on with this? What happened to all the – we wanted Obama – oh, you know what? They're going to start attacking us again, heavy duty.
That's why we got to get him out of office, because if that guy stays in office, we have nobody that's going to take our back. Nobody's going to go to battle for us because Obama will apologize.
None of those boastful videos that some terrorist leader is doing seem to allow no one near him whom he does not know and trust. His real name is Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi. In his mid-40s, he studied in Baghdad, but his real education seems to have come from al-Qaeda in Iraq. He took over for Abu Musab al-Zarqawi, and at the time, the group was pretty much in tatters. It had been pushed around by the government and by the military. It wasn't very effective. He changed that. He renewed the campaign of bombing, renewed the campaign of assassination, so much so that eventually al-Qaeda basically said he was too ruthless for them. They wanted nothing to do with him. The U.S. government, accordingly, now has a $10 million bounty on his head for anyone who could help have him captured somewhere. The strange thing is, he once was held by the American military in a prison compound in Iraq for 4 years. He was released in 2009, and as he left, he told the guards there, I will see you in New York. They didn't think much of it at the time. Of course, now, thank you.
Yep.
There you go. Yeah.
CNN. Zarqawi was a son of a bitch, and this guy took over after him?
Uh-huh.
Yep.
Yeah. You're saying,
I've got a wanted poster for Zarqawi all written out in Arabic. It was one of the soldiers brought up at home to me, brought it back, from, you know, because they know I collect war souvenirs, and he was, what was that kid's name? Berg, remember? He was one of the contractors. Zarqawi cut his head off with a hacksaw blade or something right on top of it.
Right. Yeah, okay, I remember that, yes.
Berg.
Yeah.
And then people try to look at the war and the attitude and the mentality of those people over there based on how we live our lives here and our code of ethics, our society, and it doesn't work. It doesn't work. The only thing they understand is footprint. You go in, you flatten a town, they're gonna get a message. Then they'll stand down.
Right.
Otherwise, no. And it sucks. Too bad. But anybody tries to say, no, how could you say that? You're a warmonger. Same mentality in World War II with the Japanese. And they were religious fanatics. What did it take to shut them up? Two cities. That's what made them sit down. And that's historic fact. They can debate it, and wouldn't it be nice and utopian and unicorns all they want. But reality sucks. And now what are they doing? Have you seen the movies, the video of them killing people, murdering them in trenches? Shooting them?
That's what I was just looking. I just seen it on, on.
And yet,
CNN,
do you hear anything in our mainstream media really going into depth with this? No.
No. They didn't talk about it.
No.
Nope.
Like I said, and it all comes from the top. You know, we can talk about this till we're blue in the face, but it all comes from the top.
Right.
And the top,
right.
Barack Obama. Barack Obama is allowing this. He's condoning this. He's pushing this. This is his agenda. So you can call him an idiot all you want. I mean, I think he's an idiot. I love to call him an idiot, but the fact is he's doing what he said he was going to do, and he ain't done yet. He's going to keep on going until somebody wakes up and says, get this asshole out of the office, because as long as he can do what he's doing, he's going to continue doing it. If nobody will stop him, he keeps pushing these presidential, these executive orders, okay, as long as he can do it, and nobody will call him on it. Nobody's calling him on it. They're letting him do it, and all they do is talk about it in the media. They don't do anything. They let him do it. So as long as this son of a bitch can sit there in the White House and do this shit, he's going to do it, and he knows he's going to do it. So we have to have somebody with some balls to say enough is enough and take his ass out of that place. Get him out of there. One way or another. And we can't wait till 2016. It's got to be before that.
I don't think it's going to happen before then. Something tells me, I know the cowards that we have in this government, unless he does something outrageous, so outrageous that even Holder and the rest of them can't hide it. But he's already done outrageous stuff. He's already done things.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Other presidents would have been hung by now.
Yeah. I mean, Nixon is a choir boy compared to
nothing.
This guy.
That's nothing compared with him. No. Well, people don't look at it like that.
He should have been removed already, but we don't have nobody with no balls in Congress. We've got a bunch
fucking
of Congressmen complicit with him. They're putting up with this shit, and they're allowing him
it's
to do
bad,
it. They're sitting there watching him do it.
Ain't doing a fucking thing. Congress ain't doing shit. Just sit there collecting a check. Or should I say
Yep, they're collecting their paycheck and they're going home and they're enjoying their little pretty lives. They're not, you know, I mean, they don't care. They don't care about you. They don't care about me. They don't care about this country.
No.
All they care about is their paycheck. That's all they care about.
Now, you know what I thought was interesting? I'm doing a search right now because we're hearing about Libya. We're hearing about Iraq. Have you heard anything about Afghanistan over the past 24 hours?
Yeah.
Nothing.
Yeah. I've heard they let Afghan prisoners go from Afghanistan prison. Not American prisoners, but a prison we had there, they allowed a terrorist to go. I think it was 12.
No.
That's a bullshit deal.
No, I'm not seeing anything about that. That 12, at first they said it was from Guantanamo, but then all the articles that were promoting it were all like Alex Jones stuff. There was nothing major, no major reports or anything, nothing from even the White House or anything released. So there was nothing. It was all small articles. So I don't believe that that's...
There's no source.
No. They're saying U.S. military deaths in Afghanistan, 2,185. Nothing. I'm not seeing really anything heavy duty over there. I was wondering if they were trying to deflect something else. You know what I mean? Well, we're looking over there. There's something else was going on, but I haven't seen. I don't see anything.
All that's going on right now is Obama
Black
is empowering
the
terrorists. Obama is just basically empowering the terrorists. It's what he's been doing from the get-go. He's let them go from prison, from Gitmo. He's let them go from wherever.
What's
going to
happen is they're going to open up training camps, and now it's going to become a classy thing. You've got nothing. You're wiping your ass with your hand, for God's sakes. Some of these Arabs, you think they know what toilet paper is? They don't. So here's a chance where you can become a hero. You can become something, and you can become a fighter. And for religion and everything else and defend, you're going to go to that terrorist camp, and they're going to cut you loose, whether it's cutting across the Mexican border or whatever. They're going to come here. Like one officer told me a long time ago, either we fight it over there or we fight them here in our streets. And that's a fact. So
they're here now. You know, he's opened the borders up, and everybody keeps thinking, oh, my God, they're letting these Mexicans across the border. God, people, wake the fuck up.
They're not
just
Mexicans.
They're coming across the border. It's not just the Mexicans coming across the border. It's your enemy. The Mexicans are not your enemy, okay?
Yeah.
The Mexicans, they just want your money. They want to live off of your dime. It's the Muslims coming across that border right now. They're sitting over there, and they're coming right now. They're coming across unchained. Nobody's stopping them. How many have you seen the stories of the Border Patrol saying, "What can we do?" Well, I mean, they're sitting. I mean, they're feeding the babies. The Border Patrol is totally useless now. Because Obama has allowed them to just come across the border, left and right, without question. And it's not Mexicans you need to worry about. It's the Muslims. It's the criminals coming across the border that you need to worry about. I mean, you know, all these people, they're wanting to get government assistance. That's the least of your worries right now. I mean, God knows we can't afford to pay for them, but it's not them to worry about. It's the people that hate this country that are coming across the border, and Obama just broke it wide loose. He let them come in. He's letting them come in. They've been here already, and now they're coming in droves. And I'm not talking about Mexicans. Everybody gets pissed off when I say, "Oh, well, watch out for that border. You know, we need to secure the border." Yeah, you need to secure the border, not from Mexicans, from Muslims and everybody else that hates this country. They're coming in, and Obama has orchestrated the whole thing, plain and simple.
Well, what about the MS-13? Don't they come from Mexico also?
But the gang members?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. You got the gang members coming across. You've got drug dealers coming across. I mean, right now they have free access into this country. Rick Perry, the governor of Texas, says we do not have resources to secure the border at this point. He said that today in the news. And the fact is he's right. Obama's taken that away from him. He can't do nothing. I keep saying, you know, get the National Guard down there. You know, get the National Guard, you know, in every state on the border, you know, not just Texas, but Arizona, all the way over to California. Get them down there, protect it. But the government has taken control of your National Guard, the federal government, not the local governments. The federal government has taken control, and they're taking their orders from them. And that's where our problem exists, is the local governments have lost control, and they need to take it back. The states need to take their power back from the federal government. The federal government is out of control completely.
Antoinette, you know, they actually teach them when they come into this country, a lot of them, I mean, they don't just come over the border because they're going to stick out. A lot of the Arabs, the Muslims, Asians, even, when they come through Mexico, I mean, it's kind of obvious who they are. So they actually try to teach them how to blend in over here. I don't know if you've ever seen this. Here's a video that shows like one of the classes where they teach them how to become more American, at least to blend in L.A.
Oh, okay.
I don't know if you're familiar. Did you see that YouTube I just posted in the chat room?
No, I see the link, yes.
Yeah,
and
click
I'm
the link. Click
up.
The link, you'll see what I mean. It's a common class that's held over in Mexico before they let them run to the border.
And I saw something also. Sometimes I don't know if that's the same thing, Mike, but I've seen the thing where, you know, they're coming across the Muslims are coming across the border and grabbing and getting themselves copies of license, driver's license, as with Hispanic names.
Oh, they found
they want to make you think they're Mexican. They're not Mexican.
You know, I'm joking with the link that I put up there, but it's no joke because they have found prayer rugs and everything else in some of these coyote vehicles and stuff. So, you know, what's a Mexican from Tijuana going to be doing with a prayer rug?
Yep.
Exactly.
No.
Right.
No. Yeah, they don't make those in Tijuana.
They're Catholics, aren't they?
Who? The prayer
the
rugs?
Mexicans.
Oh, the Mexicans?
I don't think
it's just
Catholic. No.
I think there are other religions there. I think it's more than just Catholic.
Oh, okay.
What's happening? Did you ever saw that from Remember Born in East L.A.?
That was a silly show. I didn't really watch that.
Oh, come on. You didn't like the class when he was teaching them how to speak English?
Is that the one with Cheech and Chong?
Yes.
Yeah,
they were too silly. Okay, Cog said it was Methodist. Thank you. Thank you, Cog. And also, Ron, Cog had put...
Yes, ma'am.
Kyle had asked you a question in the chat room, and since you didn't respond, he wanted to know if you passed out. And he made a statement. He said, you can stop him, referring to Barack Obama. And then since you didn't respond to him, he asked if you passed out.
No, not yet. I'm trying to stop him. No. I'm going to say what I can say, and I know they've heard it. They hear it now. They record all this shit. I mean, BTR records it. It's all their archive. Well, Ron Reck, you said it, yeah. He needs to go.
Yep.
You're a criminal. You know, you're a criminal, man. You got to go. Plain and simple. There's no, I don't have to explain shit. The criminal speaks itself in volume, so we.
You know, like,
kind of
that.
Self-explanatory, really.
Like what one of the guys told me, they said that, you know, the NSA and everything, they monitor all the chatter, but when there's so much of it and there's an ocean of chatter that they're monitoring,
mm-hmm.
all they can do is, like, keeping your finger on a pulse so you can tell an overall attitude, a percent in percentage-wise, say, you know, when it gets to the point that the government's looking at 70 to 80% of people complaining about the White House and how the government is being run, then Washington, they know they're not going to control that flood. Then they know they got to do something to either divert it, get us thinking of, in other terms, do something, some sort of a diversion to calm things down. Because they know things aren't looking good. But
ease the pressure.
Yep.
It's all
yeah.
about the diversion. Mike,
yep.
it's all about right. the diversion.
So,
Al Cox said
yep.
Sandy Hook.
Yep.
Yeah.
With Sandy Hook, yes, it did.
Yeah. Boston. 9/11.
Yeah.
No, it's too
and
bad.
Then one just happened. Something just happened recently. I mean, well, I think last week it was several things, or last couple of weeks. Everything's running together now.
Hawaii.
What happened in Hawaii?
You don't remember?
No.
Don't remember the Second World War?
Oh, that was an old one. I thought you were saying something happened just now.
Yeah, me too. Thank you.
No,
I wasn't the only one.
No.
Oh, I thought I said, oh my God, what happened now in Hawaii?
Yeah.
Usually nothing
you,
really
Mike.
Happens over there. I mean, they got heavy duty medical marijuana over there. They said, so those people are mostly smiling.
Yeah, I know, but what happened to them? Remember? You know?
Oh, yeah, for the setup.
Yeah. Right.
Huh? Well, I'm lost.
The Battle of Tonkin. That's another bullshit story.
Okay.
Yeah.
Shit, Ron. The
Ron,
first time we
over?
Played.
First time we played a gig
in Hawaii. I'm walking down in Waikiki, and there were people squatting down, you know, down by the sidewalk. And as I'm passing them, they're going, "Buds." I honestly didn't know what the hell they were doing. I didn't understand, honest to God. And my wife, I'm like asking my wife, like, what is that? Is like, what are they saying?
Buds.
It's like, what is it? Like a frog? What? It was buds. I guess that's how they did
Ow.
It. Yeah, I didn't know. I didn't have a clue. I thought, what are these people? Is there a psychological? Is there an issue here that we should know about, or what?
So I found out when I was in Honolulu, Hawaii, man.
Oh.
Yeah.
Excuse me,
language.
Y'all. I don't know who's talking, Ron. Cog
yeah.
put in a very interesting link. I really suggest that y'all pull this up. Military blimps will float in Aberdeen, tracking potential threats in Baltimore. Maryland
was
will be home to a couple of new
Jared
landmarks.
The Alex
Pardon
guy chatting earlier, is he a little mad because I kicked him out?
Who?
The Alex dude.
Out.
No, I don't think so.
Remember the 611 caller that called in?
Yeah.
I called it, killed him. Alex, whatever his name was.
Ow.
Chatting.
I don't know. Adam Smith. That's
yeah, I think
he got
this because he couldn't nail it. Didn't give him a chance.
Yeah, but do you see that military blimp?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And all the things that they're going to be looking for. There's
that's
some equipment that's already on the ground.
They got them in South Texas already. They've had
do
them
they?
For years. Oh, yeah.
Oh, these blimps will look like a toy balloon. They are unmanned and are held in place by a very long tether.
Yep, tether. Yeah.
Yep.
Rope.
Yep.
Cable.
Yeah.
They've had them in South Texas. What they do, they put them up there, and this is before Obama even came around. They've had them things. They would put them up in the air, and it's basically just for surveillance. They're looking, you know. They get up there, and I guess they got some kind of high-tech surveillance cameras or whatever, and they're just looking for traffic.
Yes, because this is
traffic.
Even going up into, Mike, up into your state, because this kind of tracking technology, wait a minute, would the range from Richmond to Stantonology. Stantonology, okay.
Right, Staten Island.
Staten
yep.
Island. Okay. Privacy experts have concerns. This kind of tracking technology raises privacy concerns, and if the military wants to test hardware, they should not be testing on the American people.
And the first plane, a small single-engine plane that hits that tether, that wire, and somebody dies because of it, there's going to be hell to pay. They'll either try to cover it up or, I mean, they used to use, you know, in World War II, London and major cities used barrage balloons, they called them, where they were balloons like that that they would put up with steel cables. And they had them at different heights so that the Germans couldn't bomb or strafe the city. Because when the planes flew through, if they got caught up in those steel cables, it would take the planes down. They called them barrage balloons.
Whoa.
So I don't see how this is a really smart move if you have a lot of aircraft
flying
around.
They're saying that they will not be looking into people's backyards, no cameras.
Oh, yeah,
and
okay.
They have more than 140 people are moving to Maryland to operate the blimps. The first flight is this fall. This will be a loaf for 3 years.
Yeah, but it's not like a flight. These things are just, there's no motor on them. It's just a big balloon. And holding a big bubble
with
electronics.
Well, they said it's
going
to be like a toy side, but they'll be able to view all the way up as far as Staten Island, New York.
I wonder what altitude
Richmond.
That thing's going to be running at. Does it say? I didn't see an altitude.
On a clear day, you can see them for up to 50 miles.
It doesn't say what altitude they're going to be running at.
See, I've seen this very thing, like I said, in South Texas. They do that, and they did it way back before Obama came around. And what they did, these balloons go up, and at nighttime or even in the daytime, it almost looks like you're looking at the moon. I mean, they're big. They're gigantic. And the military will keep any other plane. Like, you know, you're talking about, Mike, a small plane running into it. No,
right.
You're not going to get nowhere. You're not going to get nowhere near it. The military is going to protect it. They're watching it. And they will run off a small plane real quick.
No.
Well, O'Ruder is in the chat room, and he said 50 miles is about enough. You can see 30 miles at 1,000 feet.
Yeah. Well, I can see people with remote control, little radio-controlled airplanes, you know, the hobbyists.
Mm-hmm.
I can see those being sent up. It'll be like a big video game.
Yeah, it will.
Yep.
Yes, it will. And you know what, folks? We're getting down to that time. I'm sorry, Brewster. Oh, Brewster, you just came in. And we're getting ready to go out. Because Ron's not doing overtime tonight.
All right, well, it was great seeing you all again.
Yes, it was good seeing y'all. You know, it's always good seeing y'all.
Well,
you know, we appreciate seeing y'all.
Well, it was a good talk show.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I got
Yeah, but
I
you're
got
in New York. You're in New York, Mike.
Yes.
I have a song for you.
Uh-oh.
You ready?
There you go.
Uh-oh.
Have a good one. I'll see you guys tomorrow night.
I'll see you later.
Yeah, the doctor don't know, but New York was killing me. Bunch of doctors come around, they don't know that New York is killing me. Yeah, well, I need to go home and take it slow down in Jackson, Tennessee. Let me tell you, city living ain't all home. It is cracked up to be. Fast city living ain't all home. It is cracked up to be. Yeah, see, I need to go home and slow down in Jackson, Tennessee.
I'm sorry, Mike. That was for you. How did you
Thanks for that. I was just typing. Thanks. Thanks for that. Have a great night.
Thank you. You too.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Thank you all for coming to the Ron Rex Show. We truly appreciate each and every one of y'all. And we look forward to talking with you again tomorrow night at the same time. So everyone have a good night and have a good day. Thank you. Bye-bye.